Now, we always like to follow many of the UK-based charities and finding out a little bit about the new projects they've got going underway. Now, we're going to be hearing a little bit about the charity Blind Veterans UK. You may have heard of it in a previous life as St Dunstan's. Well, we have with us Andrew Jones, who is the Director of Fundraising and Communications. Andrew, thank you very much for joining us. Could you give us, first of all, a little bit of background to the charity?
We're a charity that was set up in during the First World War, really to look after injured service men, as it was in that time. But life's moved on, and we increasingly catered for females and the Second World War generation, but also people who are living longer and ex-service people who've lost their sight through age-related illnesses are also eligible for our help. And one of the key reasons why we changed our name from St Dunstan's to Blind Veterans UK, because it describes what we are better, but also we need to reach out and help more people, and particularly the generation who served in the Second World War and also the National Service generation.
I mean, people, I'm sure, will be all too aware of the action at the moment that forces, British forces, are playing around the world. Does that mean there's been a current increase in the service you provide and indeed a need for you to expand?
Well, yes, it's more the complexity, really. At one end, we are doing our traditional service of, sort of helping, soldiers and an army and sort of service personnel almost straight off the battlefield. We're keyed into Headley Court, and people who are very young and, they've had traumatic injuries, and we help them, and it's a long, long process, and we may be helping them for 60, 70 years of their life. So that's one aspect which we've always done. But another aspect is, we're touching people at the latter half of their life when they are, macular degeneration has taken hold, and the service we provide for them is different, but no less life changing. And so we've had to, for us as an organisation, it's much more complex, and there's large numbers of people out there who served and are losing their sight, and we think somewhere around about 68,000 people are blind veterans.
As you say, we're living longer, and of course age-related macular degeneration, extremely common eye condition. So was this really a driving force behind this new campaign to reach out to people who maybe thought, well, you're not for us, you only really help people who are within the services at the moment?
Well, yes. We've called it No One Alone, because one of the issues about losing your sight over a period of time, as macular degeneration or glaucoma can do, is that you become increasingly isolated. And as you become isolated, you become more resigned to your fate and it's a sort of downward spiral. And this is the stories that we're told often. And so we're really trying to reach out to, those people, but they are difficult to get. So we're reaching out to their families and their carers and their friends who notice a decline. And we're here to say, look, come and talk to us. There is something we can do. We can offer instruction, simple aids, just to sort of increase your independence and get back your sort of vitality that you perhaps have given up almost voluntarily rather than any condition. There's a lot you can do, and there's a lot of life you can still live.
So, not just helping injured servicemen, perhaps for rehabilitation, finding other areas of work, then you're looking to increase and give people back that independence, which they probably just thought, well, there's nothing else out there that can help me. That's that.
Well, yes. I mean, particularly, talking about independence, you're talking about perhaps providing them with, sort of scanners so they can read their correspondence, so they can read their bank statement, they can read their letters, using a computer so they can get onto email, and so they can communicate with their friends and family, sort of perhaps giving them skills in the kitchen so they can go and make a cup of tea for themselves, or how they buy food and they can label food. It could be something about color coding, some color readers, so they can wear the right clothes, so they feel proud again. So all of these things are relatively simple, but there is an involvement of training and equipment and a way of going about activities that really can make a difference, a small difference, but it's a difference every day, every 24 hours. You just get better and you can do new things. And that gives you confidence. And that's the thing that we found is tremendously helpful for our beneficiaries and our members.
How do you go about reaching these people then who perhaps even haven't heard of the service?
Well, that is our challenge. That is a huge challenge, and we are, and this campaign is really a public campaign about partnering, you know, with friends and family, and we hope that, you know, over Christmas people will, you know, be in contact more with their father, you know, with their fathers or uncles or whoever more. And I just want people to think, oh, they're struggling with their eyesight, and you know they were in the services. But if that's the case, give us a call. Go onto the website, noonealone.org.uk. See what we say, and, you know, apply. So it can be that. But also we will be challenging the medical professionals, because people who have these conditions do interact with their GPs and low vision clinics and the NHS. And so we want those people to be pathways to us. I mean, we already have you know, a lot of military charities and a lot of sight loss charities, or, you know, already, you know, our networks for passing people on to us. And we want to share these people with them, whether it's guide dogs or the RNIB or the local blind society. You know, it's about sharing all our skills to try and make a better outcome for the individual.
Now, also with us, we have Alec Newman. Now, you may have seen Alec on Waterloo Road. Alec, thank you also for joining us on Insight Radio.
Not at all.
How did you hear about the charity and get involved in this particular project?
Well, I obviously I'm no medical professional. I'm just a lowly actor, but I'm involved in a film project where I play a blind veteran, someone who was injured by a roadside bomb in Afghanistan and now lives alone in London with his guide dog. I really got put in touch with the charity through my sort of research for that, really. But as soon as I found out more about the charity and then visited the rehabilitation centre in Llandudno in North Wales, it sort of became quite personal for me. And so it was just a chance comment to Laura Luxton, who I think is the press officer for the charity. You know, if there's anything I can do to sort of get the word out there with this No One Alone campaign, anything I can do to help at all, I'd be thrilled to become involved. So from that chance comment, I've become an ambassador for the charity. So I'm just shouting to the rooftops via Twitter, Facebook, and everyone that I'm speaking to about this campaign, because I think that there is a need for support for not only blind veterans, of course, but just a need for support for you know, our troops who are all over the world on our behalf. And it would be nice to think that when they return, there is a support network and care and a facility to look after those returning servicemen and women, particularly if they're injured or and of course if they've been had their, you know, deprived of their sight, as well as any other you know, anything else that might have happened to them. I mean, I was most moved by I've met two or three been put in touch with two or three blind veterans as a result of my involvement, and I think most dramatic was a 22-year-old Fusilier Sean Stalker, who lost not only his sight but actually lost the use of both of his legs. And listening to somebody that young talk so honestly about what happened to them was just very humbling and very moving. So I was just thrilled to do anything I could, really.
What's it been like for you then, finding out, you know, for this part, what it's like to lose your sight?
It's been again just very humbling. I mean, the most basic task, you know, making yourself a meal. People obviously think, you know, I suppose the first basis think, well, how do I get about? You know, how do I, you know, cross the road? How do I, you know, this, that, and the other? But even more basic functions than that become very challenging. I think we obviously take our sight for granted. Most people do, because we're used to it, you know. Mm. But when it is removed, you know, there are things that hadn't even crossed my mind. Eating, you know, the most basic function of all. Even going to the toilet, you know. So, I mean, everything from the most basic to function is just very, very difficult. What's brilliant about the No One Alone campaign, of course, is that it isn't just about, you know, the newly blind. I think it's the charity is obviously very closely aligned to the armed forces, and this is also to get the word out there to people who are perhaps unaware that they're entitled to free help and support from the charity, particularly as Andrew was saying, you know, the generation that served in the Second World War and the National Service generation, and there are thousands and thousands upon thousands of men and women out there who are completely unaware that they're entitled to this help. So, you know, the currently returning veterans, obviously, some of the stories are, you know, very dramatic and very attention-grabbing, but a big part of this campaign is to find some of that older generation as well, and I think that's just terrific.
And Andrew, you know, Alex obviously very impassioned about what he does. It must be great having that kind of support. If people are out there and they're thinking, yeah, do you know what, I do know someone who could benefit from your help, how did he go about getting in touch with you?
Well, you know, you can go onto you know, our website, which is, you know, Google Blind Veterans UK, or we have a, for the campaign, it's No One Alone, which is all one word, .org.uk, and that'll take you through to a, you know, sort of information about it, or you can call our sort of admissions line, which is 0800 389 7979, you know, and just find out a little bit more, and, you know, just even if you're not sure, we can try and talk you through it. We've got some really experts about talking about all the conditions that you can have, and we can just lend support. And then if somebody could become a member, we can give much, much deeper, much more personal, tailored support.
Well, we do wish you the very best with the project. For the moment, Andrew Jones and Alec Newman, thank you both for speaking with us on Insight Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you.